Hey, gang.
Welcome back. Good morning, you guys. How you doing? Well, here we go. Episode 58 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here, as always. Nice to see you guys. Hope you guys are doing great on this Sunday morning. So it's 7:30. That's me looking at my clock every time. You guys probably know that by now. But 7:30 here on a Sunday morning. And I hope you guys are doing great. I am doing excellent. Having an awesome weekend and a great week. Hope you guys had a great week as well. Let's see. Let's just get right into it. So this week, let's see. I checked with you guys last time and I was going to work and that's what I did. I worked, had a pretty good week. I worked 3 days this week in the boats and, did some design work at home. Been feeling great, you guys. I've been feeling, my energy's been awesome. I've been having a real good days there at work and just a real good run, feeling really solid. I'm just about, how about that? I'm just about through my freezer full of my, bull and lamb. So I, as you guys know, I slaughtered my bull and 4 sheep in late August and I'm kind of forgetting, I didn't look at my notes, but it was about 400 pounds of meat. Now I had it all ground, so that's pretty much without bones. And I estimated it was going to take me right about to the first of the year. And it looks like, you know, I did probably eat outside of my freezer, as I'll say, you know, I was on the road for 2 weeks there in California, and then I probably about a week all told between Thanksgiving and Christmas, where I ate other food. So maybe 3 weeks that I didn't eat that. And here we are just about 3 weeks into January and I'm just about out. So pretty interesting to see how far that goes. So it's pretty exciting actually to have eaten my way all the way down to the very bottom of my freezer. I'm right down to the very end. So I'm going to probably by next week probably be on to back to store-bought food. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that transition goes. I'm actually kind of looking forward to some more variety, although I'm not looking forward to spending money regularly again. That's been really nice to just have a monthly grocery bill of zero. But yeah, so I'm all the way through that, but I've been feeling great. It's been really nice to be so consistent in my diet. That's something I commented on last week, and I kind of have thought about it this week. It's just, it's been... So I've just been so consistent. I don't think that it's the quality of the food, although I'm sure it helps, but I really think the consistency is what gives me the really good results. It seems like, I mean, obviously the consistency with a good source of food, but you know, it didn't seem to make a big difference when I was doing that with store-bought meat either. I did have more instances of more episodes of being sick on store-bought meat, although I think, you know, I believe that was just a function of fluctuating fat ratios and me eating too much fat sometimes. Sometimes those burgers I would buy would be just extra fatty and other times it wouldn't be. And also the fat would be different sources, I think. You know, I think they just are going through their sale cuts and grinding them up there at the cheap store I do buy my meat from. And so sometimes that ground beef can be ground ribs and sometimes it's ground New York steak or whatever it might be. So... anyways, I'm kind of looking forward to experimenting with that again and getting back into seeing how I do on store-bought food. But yeah, I've been doing great. I've been having a great week. Really simple. I did eat, outside of my burgers, I ate quite a bit of lamb rib. So I've been eating quite a bit of fat. I've been really active, though. I've been had a lot of hard workouts in the mornings, working not all day, just 5 or 6 hours, because I'm trying not to put too many hours on this boat, trying to keep their overhead down, but long enough to wear me out. And yesterday I surfed almost all day. It was awesome. It was so cool. It was a rare day where the all the indicators, you know, the surf reports, the buoy reports, and all that, the swell angle and all the direction. Well, it was all wrong. In other words, if you knew what you were looking for and you were thinking you were going to come surfing near my house, you weren't going to come up here because it didn't look like there was going to be surf. So it's one of my favorite situations because I live right here. So I sneaked down there and I surfed all by myself for most of the day. And it was fabulous. It was pretty big. I kind of scared myself. I crush myself on the beach and ding the nose of my new board. But I had a great time, and I got to surf in a place I haven't surfed for maybe 10 years because I was so sick and fell right out of it. And now that I'm back into it, I'm kind of going back to some of my old haunts. So surfed a really special spot right in town here, and it was great. And then I saw a dear old friend after that, and that also was lovely. So those were some highlights of my week, but also some things that have been taking energy. I've been, like I said, going hard, working hard. Boy, I went to the dump 3 times. I've been getting really close to my goals of getting my shop cleaned all the way out this winter so I can start this summer with a sort of a fresh start on my next phase of whatever it might be that I'm doing here. But yeah, so I've just had a great week, you guys. I'm feeling really solid. I was really tired yesterday. I felt really worn out, but somehow going surfing, I felt like I was going to wake up today and just be exhausted, but feeling great right now, and really looking forward to the day and the coming week and the future. I've seen what the future holds. So that's my week. Nothing too different. I haven't really done much catching up with the Zero Carb crew on Reddit or Twitter, so I'm not really sure what's shaken. I do know that it's January, so there's probably a whole lot of folks just starting out. So as always, welcome you guys if you guys are new here. I know that a lot of you are going through adaptation and early days right now, and that can be so tough. So I'll give you sort of my standard speech, which is if you're new to this, just stay the course. It's going to be hard. You're going to have a hard time. Don't overthink it. That's what we all do. We all wonder if we should eat liver or take some supplements or maybe try adding some different things or whatever it might be. And if you go back to my early videos, you'll find that I really sidetracked myself by having those thought processes. It's very normal. We all are going to do it. But I'm here to tell you, stay the course, keep it as strict as you can. Try and go 30 days of just beef and water, or as simple as you can make it. It'll be hard. You'll be pretty miserable at times. You'll have some diarrhea maybe, or maybe you won't go to the bathroom at all, and you'll feel low energy and irritable, and you might. Some people just cruise right through, but most people have a little bit of some difficult times. And you're probably going to go through that, so just stay the course. First 30 days, you'll have some miserable times, but I promise you, it gets better on the back end. And it doesn't need to stay so strict. It's just much easier to just, in my opinion, to lean into the difficult part of it and get through the hard times. I use the analogy of like quitting smoking. Like if you're trying to quit smoking by just smoking one a day, you'll never get there. Or quit drinking, by just, I'm only drinking one beer a day, I'm cutting down. That just makes it all worse. You still have all your cravings, you want more, and you limit yourself. I just say, just dive in, be strict, go to 30 days, and tell yourself, I mean, it doesn't need to be forever, it doesn't need to be a lifetime. Your mental state will be so different after 30 days of straight meat and water only, that you really don't know what you're gonna choose to do at that point. So go ahead and just tell yourself that that at 30 days you can, reevaluate and make different decisions if you want to. Or you can tell yourself you're gonna have a binge ice cream day. You probably won't, because you probably won't want to after you've been there 30 days. But if that's what you need to tell yourself in the first few weeks, just, you don't need to look at it like it's forever. You don't need to look at it like you're diving into a big ocean and you're gonna have to tread water for the rest of your life, or it's just gonna be this big burden. Just look at it like a fun challenge and just dive in and try. And I promise, once you get over that hump, things will look very different. And like I said, most people, I don't believe, really need to be here as strictly as I do forever. But I think that by getting here and experimenting, you'll learn a whole lot about what your body prefers and what does work for you. And when you go back and add things back in, you'll just be much more capable of evaluating how those affect you. So I hope you're having a great first month if you're new to carnivory, new to zero carb. And I sure hope that that you're experiencing some of the benefits and finding out, at least learning some things. So anyways, there's that, all the new people. And yeah, I don't really have a whole lot to share this week, you guys, as does happen some weeks. I'm cruising right now. You know, I've been talking with you guys a lot about my path and my progress here and where I'm headed and kind of being a little unsure and I'm still in that stage. I think, you know, Robin brought up a great point a few weeks ago about what my future might hold with regards to working and making some money and going on the road and surfing and, you know, sort of being a bit of a nomad like I was in my past, but having, you know, my home base here, not making any dramatic changes. And I'm feeling like that's where I'm headed right now. Work has been great. I've got a lot of opportunities coming up. So I'm looking forward to sort of filling up the coffers and making that possible to go do some other fun stuff. So yeah, I've been having a lot of fun thinking about what I might do for my next trip. And I renewed my passport, you guys, which I used to travel quite a bit and I haven't for many years. My passport was expired for almost 5 years, I think now. So I haven't been anywhere, as you guys know, but I'm looking forward to it. So I think, you know, we'll see how work goes and stuff, but I sure like driving around in my van, but who knows, maybe I'll fly somewhere out of the country and experience something else. So that's been good. That's all real exciting. I'm really looking forward to the future. Mostly though, you guys, I'm working really hard on just staying positive and staying here and staying in the moment and being here now and being content with what I have. You know, it's fun to think about the future and all the things I might do, but as I've reevaluated, you know, I keep coming back to the fact that I've really worked hard to get here where I am now. And as I look around, I mean, I'm quite satisfied. I'm really proud of myself for getting here. I'm not struggling financially like I have been forever, for the first time in forever, basically. And I'm not having to hustle to keep a roof over my head, and I'm not having to hustle to keep my health, in order. I'm not just, you know, I've just been hanging on by fingernails, it seems like, for years. So it feels really good. I'm just kind of like, as you guys know, I'm just sort of settling in. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to a future where, I mean, I'm still month to month. I'm out of debt, but I don't really have any financial security. So hopefully, I'm looking forward to a future where maybe I get a little more padding there and stop feeling a little so exposed, stop feeling so exposed, you know, to risk. Right now, I just feel like anything could knock me off. But maybe get a little more stability and yeah, then maybe, I don't know, we'll see what I decide next. I also have some things I've been wanting to do with my stoves business and things like that for a long time that have, you know, required a little nut to get going, you know, a little investment. And so, you know, I'm thinking about maybe moving that forward too. I'm not sure, but I'm really enjoying, not hanging on the edge of a cliff. It feels like that feels really good to be happy in the moment and comfortable, loving myself for the first time in a long time and not sick and not having to just hang on and try and stay alive. So yeah, those things are all fantastic. So in terms of where I'm going, I think I'm pretty much there really now. I think, to be honest with you, I'm just going to keep refining it and making it better. So I hope you guys are making some progress. You know, this little exercise of reflecting on my weeks has been so valuable for me. And so I you know, I'd like to encourage anyone out there who's following along to do the same for yourselves. You know, I get done with this and I write down my goals for next week. And it's just been so profound for me, you guys. You know, I started writing goals down and trying to make positive progress every day about four years ago now. And I think that has been the biggest, has had the largest impact in my turnaround here. And you guys are a big part of that, like I said, you know, so encouraging, so supportive. Thank you so much for letting me share my experience with you and your support and encouragement, kind comments. It's just been, as I say every week, it's been so profound for me, but it really has. And if anything, you know, if I can share anything, I'm so happy to share this dietary journey with you guys. It is so interesting and endlessly rewarding. But you know, the goals and working hard on progressing personally in a positive direction. It's been incredibly profound for me, so I'd highly encourage you to do it. And like I've said in the beginning, you know, they don't need to be big goals. You can just start by real mundane ones. You know, my goal is to smile more today. My goal is to brush my teeth today. You know, just real simple ones, and just work on those for a few months. And eventually, you know, you'll start doing more of the things, being more of the person that you want to be. And it's incredible how it's sort of insipid. It just sort of sneaks in, and next thing you know, you're being more who you want to be. So it's been great for me. I really am loving myself for the first time in decades. So thank you guys for that. Well, you guys, I think I'm going to cut it off now. It's 7:45. I've been talking at you for 15 minutes or so. That's probably more than long enough. I can't thank you guys enough, as always, for all of your kind support and comments. Thank you so much. So it looks like we're going to have a great day. It's getting light out there. It's not raining, which is nice. Been kind of off and on quite a bit. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and doing some more cleaning of my shop. Fixing my surfboard that I dinged up yesterday. Like, glad it wasn't me. I thought I was going to crash on the beach. I was scared. I was like in a big old wave looking down at the rocks. It wasn't very smart by myself. I'll be more careful next time. But anyways, I got to fix my surfboard. And yeah, I think I'm just going to hang out, write down my goals, and get ready for another great week. So hope you guys have a wonderful week. If there's anything at all I can share with you, please let me know. And I'll try and hang out with you guys a little bit today and reply to some of your comments and stuff and spend some time doing that. I haven't been doing as much as I should, and I apologize for that. So okay, guys. Well, I think I'm going to check out and get started on my day. And I really hope you guys have a wonderful week. And as always, thank you so much for listening and watching. Oh, really, really quick, check out my new shirt, you guys. Cool, huh? I finally got my Walker Stoves t-shirts made. So you can find those on my Walker Stoves site if you're at all interested. I am selling them. They're not made that well. They have kind of thick printing on them. It's sort of just a Teespring, you know, one of those services you do online. But I'm really happy to finally be wearing my own logo. I've worn everyone else's logos forever. So if you feel like supporting me, you guys, feel free to support my logo around and share my technology. I'm really coming back around to wanting to get more of those stoves out there. It frustrates me so much to see the smoke coming from all the chimneys in my neighborhood, polluting our air. We can do so much better. And one of my biggest frustrations is having this technology that I could share with people that I feel like would change the world, but I just can't get it out there. Oh, the joys of a regulated market. And government regulation on, I mean, I agree we should have regulated. I want it to be stricter. I want our air quality to be better. But it does make it hard for us small business owners to bring things to market. And there's my weekly political rant. Just kidding. All right, you guys. Thank you so much, as always. I guess I'm off on to other things already. Look at my brain's going in a different direction, so hope you guys have a great day. Have a great week. Hope you're feeling great. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and watching. And I'll see you next time. All right, you guys. Thanks. See ya.